Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
By your word and by your spirit, we give it all to you. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I usually, as the fourth Sunday goes, don't have the same amount of time that I normally do, but it's okay. We're going to open up something to discuss for the amount of time that we do have. Coming out of the Gregorian calendar, which is the calendar that we go by, January, February, March, April, May, all that, that you know. We're coming up on a new year on that calendar. Well, the Hebrew calendar, we're already in the new year, year 5776. But I know that some of y'all are still on this calendar because your life is on this calendar. You celebrated what you thought was the Savior's birth on the 25th on this calendar, but really, that's not correct. He was born somewhere, probably September-ish, right? According to the feast and the things that went on. But the Gregorian calendar tells us to celebrate it on the 25th. But we know the truth. Tell your neighbor, we know the truth. But this is still the season where coming off of an old year into a brand new one, y'all go through some stuff. You start trying to make resolutions. And your resolutions, you got resolutions that you still haven't resolved since 1997. Because, I'm trying to change. And this is a time where people, you're trying to change. You say you're going to eat different. You say you're going to lose 20 pounds. But the way y'all was eating this week, I don't know how you're going to do that. And they say the year's not over yet. But it's a mindset. As believers, we still got to deal with this mindset. We've been programmed every year. We're going to do resolutions. We're going to change. And I believe that we're not approaching it correctly. We're not approaching it the way it needs to be approached. Another thing that we're doing is when we talk about change, you really need to take this time to concentrate on your change. A lot of y'all is in other folks' change business. You see some folks stuffing folks that you see, and they need to change. But what about you? Somebody say, I'm on. You're so busy in other folks' change that you can't even get your change right. So you got to take this time to reflect on you. And really, that's what our relationship, because we don't come here for religion. We don't come here for tradition. We come here because of relationship with the Savior, Yeshua. And everybody has their own relationship, right? The beauty of it is that we come together because what we do have in common is that we got problems. We got situations. Look around this room. There's a whole bunch of situations. Whole bunch of problems. And the beauty is that we all have the same solution. And that is Yeshua. We share that. So we come together because we say, we know Yeshua is the center. So, you know, we coming together. And it does something. I don't know about you, but it does something for me when I'm looking around the room and I'm seeing folks that got issues. You know, because we're in this flesh. So we're going to have what? Issues. But Yahweh sent Yeshua to deliver us from these issues. So that we would have an answer to these issues. So that we can overcome these issues. So that we can have victory in these issues. Anybody victorious? I'm just saying. So you're not alone. Tell your neighbor, you ain't alone. But a lot of times we instead of focusing on our relationship, we look, what they doing? I'm telling y'all right now, stop. Focus on your relationship. You need to make some adjustments in your life. And your adjustments ain't going to come from looking at somebody else's. Your adjustments are going to come from you being real. Can we be real? Can we be honest? And so that's what a relationship with Yeshua is about. It's about being real and being honest. Because you can fool some of the time, and you can fool all the people most of the time, but you can't fool Yahweh none of the time. You can't do it. And so when we find things, there's some ugliness in our lives. There is. You know, you put on the makeup. Brothers, you put on the suits. Sisters, you put on the makeup. You put on the... Don't. That's just stuff you put on, trying to dress it up. But there is some ugliness on the inside that only Yahweh. And so when we're talking about in what we've been talking about in the power and the anointing and the glory of Yahweh, there's things that happen when you're in His glory. There's things that happen when you're in His presence. There's things that happen when He anoints you. And you can't do none of the stuff that you think you can do without Yahweh. And so I want you to turn to Psalms. And if you're a Hebrew scholar, it's Tehillim. So we're struggling with ugliness. Now, you know what I found out about Yahweh? He don't like ugly. Haven't you heard that? God don't like ugly. He don't. But you usually say that when you're talking about somebody else's ugly. But He don't like your ugly either. You know? That's why He sent His Son to deliver us from this ugliness. And so one of the problems that we have is that we're confusing two words in our vernacular. We have two words that we use. One word we use more than any of them. Most of the time we use this word. We love the word change. I'm a change. No, he gonna change me. I'm change. Okay. But there's another word. That word is transform. Those two words are different. But people like to use them interchangeably. There's a difference between change and transform. We're going to find out. We're going to kind of break that open. Let's go to Psalms 139. We have a man who wrote the psalm. This dude was named David. David had issues. He did some low down, scandalous, ratchet stuff. And yet and still, we go to his book.
David went through a whole lot of things. David sounds like us. Y'all have done some ratchet. Okay, I'm going to include somebody said, wow. I'm going to clue myself up in that. But Yahweh said something about David, even in all of his ratchetness. I'm making up that word. And all his messiness and all his ugliness. Yahweh said that David was a man after his own heart. How is that possible? Well, let's find out. What? Because if he did stuff and Yahweh said that he was still a man after his own heart, evidently David was doing something that we should be doing. He had an approach that maybe we need to adopt, because y'all ain't perfect. You sitting up there trying to look all perfect. And that's what you're saying about me, Pastor Tom. You just standing up there. You think you got... No, I'm not. I ain't perfect, but you know what? Neither is you. Somebody say, I'm on. So what are we going to do? Do we stay in this ugliness, wretched, crazy state? Or do we make some moves? And so this passage in Psalm Tehillim came from David. And it was sincere flow. It was a sincere thought. It was a sincere saying, sincere prayer. And he says simply this: search me. Why is he saying that? Because he needs help. You need help. And you're struggling with change and transformation. And I'm going to open it up early. Change is cool, but change is volatile. When you change something, you can change back. Sisters, you know better than anybody else. You slap on that wig. It's purple 1 week. Next week we see you, it's blonde. Next time we see you, it's brunette. Hallelujah for change. Because you can what? Change. And if you get tired of it, what you do? Change back. Why? Hey, 2 weeks ago, I didn't like that blonde, so now I am a brunette again. Hallelujah. But transformation, that's something different. Once you transform, you can't go back. But how do we transform instead of change? That's what we're about to find out. There is an approach. This is the honest approach. And after I read this, we're going to find out where you at. So he said, hey, you know, there's some stuff going on inside, but I need you to do something, Yahweh. I want you to search me. And when we look up the word search, it's hakar. And hakar means to examine, to find out, to seek out. There's some stuff that I need you to find out in me, Yahweh. I have my thoughts on what's going on in my life, but if I really want to know what's going on, I need you to search me.
That's right.
Everybody can't say that. Because some stuff y'all don't want to have him transform. Well, I'll let you search this, but don't search that. I'll give you this part of me, but I'm keeping it. Let's find out what David said. He said, find me out. Seek me out. Search me. Oh, Yahweh. And it says, let's go back to the verse. It says, search me, O Yahweh, and whew. Do you want him to really, can you say this to Yahweh? Search me and know my heart. And what is a heart? That is your heart is your mind. That's where your stuff is happening. That's where all your experiences and everything are converging. And David is saying, search me, Yahweh. Know my heart, my thoughts, all that stuff. And then he goes a step further. And he said, try me. Can you say that? Basically, he's saying, Yahweh, find the stuff, the mess, the ugliness that's in me. And know what's going on. And then try me, or when we find that word try, it means something. It means to examine and investigate it and prove. So whatever is going on in me, I'm allowing that transformation to take place. And once I do that, and I let you, and I do your word, and I let you do what you do, then prove me. Somebody say tempt. He ain't trying to tempt you. He just prove. Test it. Can you say that? Can you say, test me, Yahweh. Prove that this ugliness is not there anymore. Ooh, it's getting quiet up in here. But you got to be real. And you got to be honest. Because see, tell yourself, this is between me and Yahweh. Because there's some stuff that I don't know what's going on with y'all. Sometimes y'all come up in my office, but y'all don't tell me everything. And then you don't tell everybody everything. The only person that really knows everything about you is Yahweh. And so he says, search me, O Yahweh. And know my heart, try me, prove me, and know my thoughts. And the 24th verse says, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Can you say that? Can you say, what if there's any wicked way in me? Expose it. People don't like that word. Expose. Because what does that mean? Let it be known. Let it be revealed. But it's okay. Once that stuff come up, I'm going to need you. I'm going to need you to do this. Lead me. And what does lead me mean? Huh. That means to transport, to straighten me out. Naha. Somebody say naha. That means to guide me, show me, lead me, straighten me out. In the way of what? Now the beauty of that, lead me into the way of everlasting. Everlasting. Everlasting is not just change. Everlasting means it's what? Lasting forever. Right? It's something, it's a transformation that is taking place, and that's the way it is now, and I want to stay that way. See, when you change for the good, what you want to do is you want to stay that way. Any ex-addicts out there, When you have come out of that situation, your desire is to what? Stay out. But you can't change. You have to transform. Changing is subject to change. Changing is temporary. And even the Hebrew word for changing, shahar, means to go back. It can happen again. But when we transform, metamorpho, change form. And when your form changes, it's not just a temporary change, it's a change that's everlasting and everlasting. I don't know about you, but I don't want change. I want transparency. And this is what we say: I'm trying to change. You can't do it. Now, transformation is change, but it's permanent change. Amen. And when Yahweh transforms you, he wants the change to be what? Permanent. Somebody say permanent. Permanent. Somebody say everlasting. Everlasting. Somebody say last forever. So let's go to Ezekiel. I love this because basically David asked Yahweh to search the sin and point it out, test his thoughts. Guess what David asked for? Spiritual surgery. Go on, Yahweh, with your word, with that scalpel.
Come on now.
Me. Take out the cancer. Take out the diseased stuff. Expose it. Open me up. Are you ready for spiritual surgery? Because spiritual surgery sometimes don't have no anesthesia. But you gotta open yourself. You gotta be real. Stop faking the funk. If you want transformation, if you just want change, go ahead and fake the funk. You know, that's what change is about. You play the game for a little while, and then you know you change back. Sometimes we see you. We'll see you this Sunday, but next 2 weeks we won't see you. And then you'll come for another 3 or 4 times. Hey, I'm trying to change. And then next time, in January, oh, you're full of fire all the way up to the mid-January. And then we might not see you until Resurrection Day. That's just change. And if change is good enough for you, cool. But if you really want something that's everlasting, you want transformation. And what David was asking, transform me, Yahweh. Transform me. And I'm not leaving nothing for myself. Whatever it is, if it's not like you, cut it, take it out, expose it, and lead me. See, the problem is, y'all don't take the lead. He'll expose stuff, and you say, no, cover that back up again. No, we're not. No, I ain't ready for this. You get up off the operating table. Because he's trying to bring some stuff up. No, I ain't ready for that. No. I'll come back next week. That's what we do. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe I should have come with something sweet and good to make you feel good. Because, you know, it is Christmas. So let's go to Ezekiel. If you're a Hebrew scholar, it is what? Hezekiel, the 36th chapter. Hallelujah. And so when we go to Ezekiel 36:23, it says, if you got it, say, I got it. All right. And it says, 23rd verse says, and I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen. You guys got it? Do we have it on the screen? I guess it's right. Which you have profaned in the midst of them. My name. Let's go back again. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathens, which you have profaned in the midst of them. You've been tripping and acting ungodly. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, saith Yahweh, thy Elohim, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. Ooh. My God. So basically, he's sanctifying his great name, which was profaned among those that called themselves believers, but they was pretenders. They were faking the change. And he says, which you have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen is going to know something. I am Yahweh. And when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. And the next verse says, for I will take you from among the heathen. This is a problem. For transformation to change your environment, the folks that you hang with, the homies, the homettes, it's got to what? No, ain't got to change. Come out. Because that's his, I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries. Some of y'all are in all the different kinds of countries and states and cities and hoods. Instead of being where Yahweh is trying to put you. He's trying to put you in his kingdom. And you're in all these other different kingdoms. You on tour. Instead of being where he needs you to be. You all over the place. You all over the place in your mind, in your life, and you're wondering why you can't transform. You're not going to be able to make a change next year unless you transform now. Tell yourself it starts now. It's your thinking. You have to transform the thinking. And the 25th verse says what? Then, when you come out of that them heathen places and come into the land which I got for you, this space that I've got for you, I'm going to do something. You got to make a decision. Say, I got to make a decision. To come out. And he says, then I will sprinkle clean water upon you. And you shall be clean from all your what? Filthiness. And from all your idols will I what? If you want transformation, you have to allow yourself to be cleaned from some of your filthiness. Well, I'm going to still do this, but I... No. Somebody say it's a total process. Well, you know, no. I'll come to church more, but I still want to cuss. Okay, well. He'll clean your mouth. He'll give you some new words. Well, I'm trying to keep it real. No, you're not keeping it real. You're keeping it back to what it was. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Change is not good enough, people. We need what? And then the 26th verse says, huh? You want transformation? See, some of y'all trying to patch up that old life. You're trying to put some patches. My mom used to do that. She used to put patches on them jeans. Thank God they was in style at the time. Patches. Anybody have patches? Yeah, you know, you just put that thing on there. Right? Cover it up, that hole. He's like, no. No. A new heart also will I give you. Somebody say new.
New.
Did he say a used heart?
No.
A new. Refurbished? No. That's a good word. That's a word they use now, right? Refurbished. There's also another term that they use in car world, certified used. Mean it's used, but we've looked at it and we certified that it's used, but it's working. Nah. A new heart also will I give you. Not just that. The new heart's not good enough. A new spirit will I put within you. We're talking about surgery. Somebody say spiritual surgery. Anybody want transformation in the house today? If you want to transform, we're not talking about just change. We're talking about he laying us on that spiritual table. And in that transformation, he was like, uh-oh, they need a new heart. And not only that, oh, they need, look at that. They need a new spirit. And you know what? I'm going to do an exchange. I'm going to take out that stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you a new heart. Who wants a brand new heart of flesh? Right? But you got to submit to the operation. You got to lay yourself out and say, search me. Do the spiritual MRI. Search the bones. Search the inner parts of me. Because change isn't good enough. I need transformation. I want to be completely transformed. And 27 says, what? Come on. 27, come on with me. Stay with me. And I will put my spirit. Well, I can't give you just a spirit. I got to give you something that has some power in it. I got to give you something that's everlasting. I got to give you something that has dunamis. So I'm going to give you my spirit. And my perfect spirit is going to be within you. It's going to do something in you. See, y'all, who got the Holy Ghost? Who got the Holy Ghost? Who got the Holy Ghost in you? Tell your neighbor, you got the power. There used to be a song out in the 90s. I got the power. They didn't know what they was talking about. No. We got the power. We got the power. You got the power. I got the power. We got the power. And in this day and age, you got churches trying to tell you, no, you don't need that. It's just a gift. It's only for a few people. It's not for everybody. I'm here to tell you right now, it's for everybody, because everybody ain't gonna make it unless they got his spirit. Because if you put any old spirit, or if you leave that dirty spirit that you got, somebody say, that's just change.
That's just change.
You know, change work for a minute. You put that paint job on that old car. I remember I got a car painted from Earl Scheib. Man, he painted the car, he painted the lights, he painted the bumpers, he painted the windows. $99. Anybody get that? That was just change, people. It looked good for a minute. That thing shined for about 3 days, and it never did shine no more. But see, that's that patchy job that we do. But it says, I'm going to put something that's going to work. I'm going to put my spirit in you, and it's going to cause you. Somebody say, it's going to cause me to walk in his statutes. And you are going to have the power to keep. See, because you're struggling because you're not letting that power work in you. And you shall keep my judgments. Not only that, you're going to what? Somebody say, do it.
Do it.
I need to show you something real quick because I'm going to have to finish this on the next time. Go to Philippians. Somebody say, the process has started. This is a process. Transformation is a process. But you have to submit to the process. How do I know it's a process? How do you know it's a process? Like, I'm just changing. There's some stuff we gotta work on you. You gotta put in work on you because you got some years of mess. You got years of being programmed with some stuff. You got years of bad thinking, stinking thinking, as we call it. Mama had bad stinking thinking and gave you some stinking thinking. A daddy gave you some stinking thinking. Grandma, don't trust that in. Well, your environment programmed you. And we got stuff. Look around this room. There ain't nothing but stuff. Hundreds and thousands of years of stuff. Society has programmed you with stuff. But thank Yahweh for Yeshua, because we can be delivered from all this stuff. We can break the chains of this stuff. And so Philippians, the first chapter, and we're going to the third verse. Philippians 3:6 says, I thank Yahweh upon every remembrance of you. This is Apostle Shaul speaking. And he's talking to the church. And he's saying, I'm thanking Yahweh upon every remembrance of you, always in prayer, in every prayer of mine for you, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel. From the first day until now, since y'all got saved until now. Look around this room. This is fellowship of gospel. Amen. We're all trying to transform. Tell your neighbor, I'm trying to transform too. I'm trying to get it. But there was something that Shaul saw in us, and that was that we all got the same spirit. And we're all in fellowship with the same spirit. And so he says, and because of that, the sixth verse, being confident of this very thing, I can say this with a surety about y'all, that he, which hath begun a good work in you. Stop. Yahweh. He's doing a work in you. And it's not just any work. If you submit yourself to it, it's a good work. Look at your neighbor. He's working a good work. Because you sitting here up in church, you in church. You getting the word. You in the house of Yahweh. So evidently, there's a million other other places where you guys could be right now, but you are in the city of refuge. You are in the house of Yahweh receiving his word. Right now, even as you sit here, there's a supernatural transformation taking place in you. And the apostle Shahu saw the transformation take place. And he's like, hey, he, Yahweh, the one that started a work on you? Because y'all needed work. Who needed work? Oh, Lord. Who needs work? Yes. Guess what? The work's starting, y'all. The work's starting. Say it's a good work. And he says, the one that he started to perform that work on you, he will perform it until the day of Yeshua. Until Yeshua come back. He's performing the work. So say the work is started. Say the work is in progress. And the work is ongoing. And he's going to keep on working on me until Yeshua come. So that means that there's some stuff that he got to keep on working on. You know what? Work on me. Search me. Find me out. Examine me. Because I want it all. I want it all. I want every good work. Every good work that you got. If you say you're going to take this heart of stone out right now, take it out. Because there's some stony hearts up in here. But you got to release yourself to the process. Who wants a new heart? Now, you can only say this if you mean this. And this is a problem. If you don't say this and if you don't mean it, it's never going to happen. If you don't say, search me, Yahweh. Search me, Yahweh. Search me, Yahweh. If you find anything in me, take it out. Somebody say, strengthen me. Say, somebody, I need your strength, Yahweh. Somebody say, I need your power, Yahweh. Somebody say, I need your spirit, Yahweh. Say, I want to transform, Yahweh. Transform me right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Transform me. Transform me. Transform me. Transform me. I don't want to just change. I don't want change anymore. I want transformation. I want metamorpho. I want to change form. I want to be like you. Say, work the work, Yahweh. Work the work, Yahweh. Work the work in me. Work on my mind in the name of Yeshua. Work on my mouth in the name of Yeshua. Work on my life in the name of Yeshua. Just talk to him just in this moment. Just you and him. Talk to him. This is the atmosphere of presence, of power, of glory, his glory. And that is what going into the new year is about. Talk to him. This is the beauty. You have this perfect spirit in you. And some of you are probably trying to talk it in English. But let the Spirit intercede right now. Let the Spirit speak. Let your heavenly language tell it. Let your heavenly language pour out right now. Let it flow right now. Let it intercede for you right now. No, you haven't arrived yet. He's still working on you. But the more you submit to him, the more work he can do. The more you release to him, the more work you can do. Come on, let it flow. Don't hold it back. Don't hold it back. That's why we have these spirits. That's why we have this power. Let it flow. So in this room, let's rise. Let's rise right now. Let's rise. Let it rise. Let's rise. Let's rise. Let the Spirit rise. Let the Spirit rise. Let it rise. Let it rise in you. Let Him rise in you. Let Him rise in you. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Now let the praises ring. Praise Him. Glorify Him. Glorify Him. Yes. Hey, Oshanda da Babasi. Hello. Hey, Oshi. Hello, Oshanda da Babasi. Hey. Hey, Oshanda da Babasi. Father Yama, thank you, Father Yaba, for your power. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your glory. Thank you that you have put your spirit in us. So we cry out to you right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. We want transformation. We want to walk into 2016 transformed. Search us. Reveal those things to us. And then lead us. Guide us into everlasting. We know it's a process, but the good work that you've started in us continues. And so we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We surrender to you right now. We surrender to you right now. We surrender to you right now. We surrender it to you right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Our life, our living sacrifice. We release it to you. Hey, we just want you to be glorified. Hallelujah. In our life, you be glorified. And we thank you for it. Thank you for it. Hey, Shanda. Thank you for it. In the mighty name of Yeshua, HaMashiach. Hey. Come on, give Him glory. Come on, give Him the glory. Yay! Hallelujah. It's not a call, it's a cry. Because there are lives out there that need transformation. So if you're here and you're hearing what's been going on and you're saying, hey, I need that. I need that transformation. Change is not good. Change is not enough. If you want transformation today, everyone bow your heads. If you want transformation today, you're crying, I want it. It's here for you today. Just raise your hand right now. We'll pray for you. We'll pray for you for transformation. You say, I want transformation. I want transformation today. That's one. I want the transformation. It's a personal thing. It's a work that He's doing in us. We want to initiate that. Now, one more call. You may already have started this process, but you've been in more change than anything. You haven't allowed the transformation to take place. It's just a change here and there. And you're kind of drifting away and you're saying, listen, I know that you're calling me deeper. I need to be restored to the state that you need me to be in, Yahweh. So right now, you're crying out for restoration. If that's you, raise your hand. I want to be restored. I want to be restored. This is real. This is real. This is a real move. I want transformation. I want restoration right now. If that's you, raise your hand for that restoration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone, keep your head bowed. If you raised your hand for any of that, I need you to initiate that step. Let him know you're serious. You want this. So come join me in prayer. You come join me right here. You're not alone. Take that declaration. Make that walk. Put a period on it right now and say, hey, I want this. Hallelujah. Sister. Keep your head bowed.